You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
You're listening to the NASP Podcast. This specialty pharmacy podcast is a collaboration with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy and the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The mission of the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy is to improve specialty pharmacy practice by promoting continuing professional education and certification of specialty pharmacists while advocating for public policies that ensure patient access to specialty medications. As the healthcare industry's leading podcast dedicated to the pharmacy profession, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is proud to bring our listeners the NASP Podcast, in collaboration with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy.
Hello, my name is Sheila Arquette, and I'm the President and CEO of the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy. I am delighted to welcome a very special guest, Gary Conte, to this episode of the NASP Podcast. Gary Conte serves as Vice President of Business Development with Health Plan Data Solutions, or HDS. Gary is responsible for sales of HDS's payer and specialty pharmacy software platforms. Gary has spent much of his career in the pharmaceutical industry in a variety of senior management roles in startup pharmaceutical companies, many of which went on to become highly successful. His expertise includes all aspects of commercial product development, including sales, marketing, training, operations, managed care, sales analytics, and reporting. Gary, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Sheila. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So after reading that that bio, can you tell the audience a little bit more about your various types of companies that you've worked for and jobs that you've had over the years?
Sure. It's now many decades, and you know, it's hard to believe that many years have gone by, but I started in the pharmaceutical business predominantly because, you know, I love the idea of being able to detail products, speak clinically about the products to doctors and pharmacists from published clinical studies and medical journals. So much of my career in the pharmaceutical industry was with startup biotech companies launching new products to a variety of physicians, including oncologists, immunologists, ID physicians, hepatologists, gastroenterologists, cardiologists, rheumatologists, and family practice physicians. I started in sales, and then I progressed into the management roles and then into the senior management world. And really throughout my pharmaceutical career, I called on many independent and chain drugstores, which helped pave the way for my time in the specialty pharmacy arena, you know, which was very valuable, and it was important in coming full circle from being on the industry side of the business in pharmaceuticals to kind of crossing over to the provider side of the business in specialty pharmacy. I also did a brief stint in the financial industry and have a consulting business as well. And I guess, you know, to sum it all up, my business philosophy has always been and still is ABL, always be learning.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So you and I have had the opportunity of working together for quite some time, and you have a real enthusiasm and passion for the specialty pharmacy market. What fuels this passion?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I saw the industry exploding when I was in the pharmaceutical industry. I had the privilege of actually being a national account director calling on specialty pharmacies. And at the time, we had specialty products that were dispensed by specialty pharmacies. So I got to know a lot of different specialty pharmacies pretty well across many states. And I enjoyed the challenge and the fact that each day was really different, but the goal was the same. Each specialty pharmacy was there to help patients with devastating diseases try and get better. And really that fueled my passion and led me to two different specialty pharmacy opportunities, one national and one regional, after my pharmaceutical career.
So in your opinion, you have, you know, a vast knowledge of the industry, you know, specialty included, but not just limited to specialty. What are the biggest challenges facing both specialty and retail pharmacies today?
It's It's a great question. And I had the opportunity when I was in the specialty pharmacy arena to be on the National Association of Specialty Pharmacies Government Affairs Committee. And, you know, we talked about this a lot, but I think the first one and perhaps the most important one to specialty pharmacies is the declining reimbursement environment. Puts a lot of pressure on specialty pharmacies because they really have to watch the bottom line to make sure that they can continue to service patients because margins aren't increasing, they're declining. The second area that always is a little tricky is the limited distribution networks that the pharmaceutical companies select for various specialty products. And the numbers of pharmacies in those networks is declining also to make it a little bit easier, I think, on the pharmaceutical companies, but not necessarily the patients to get the drugs. And the third is really increasing competition among different types of specialty pharmacies. You have now specialty retail, you've got specialty light. You just have a lot more folks focused on specialty. And, you know, there are many, many more pharmacies now out there that are processing specialty prescriptions.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're hard pressed, right, to find part of our healthcare delivery system that's not either in specialty or trying to get into specialty.
Exactly.
So now you're in the data analytics space with Health Plan Data Solutions. Well, why the transition? Why did you decide to join HDS?
Well, you know, I'm in the seventh inning of a 9-inning ball game right now in my career, you know, and really maybe even the eighth inning. You know, one of my former bosses reached out to me to discuss a role that would be in business development with an interesting analytics platform with a product that HDS was utilizing for payers and later employer groups called ClaimScan. And ClaimScan is a product that provides ongoing monitoring of third-party pharmacy claims, ensuring PBM performance on 100% of their claims. So I decided to join HDS really because the company's small enough that you know everybody, and it has many pharmacists in clinical roles in addition to IT specialists who provide the technical expertise. And we've got a great client services team, which provides us with basically all the people with the necessary skill sets to create new channels of software analytic platforms. For example, that's why we got into the specialty pharmacy market.
So you have a new product, which is an analytic platform for specialty and retail pharmacies. Can you tell us a little bit more about ScriptScan Pro?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the process of analyzing prescriptions in specialty pharmacies today has been largely manual. You know, there's spreadsheets that everyone uses, and, you know, they send the spreadsheets around to various folks in the company, and you're analyzing data on a weekly basis, most likely not on a daily basis. You know, so it's truly still a manual process. ScriptScan really represents a new era of prescription analytics for pharmacies. It offers daily script level insights into performance and trends of the specialty pharmacy business. ScriptScan is accessible through a high trust E1 secure web-based portal for compliance purposes, and ScriptScan augments your current pharmacy analytics by leveraging over 40 rules-based algorithms that are customized into dashboards. And they isolate things like negative margin dispenses. You can understand financial trends at the drug or provider level. You can streamline audit and reconciliation timelines. So it really automates what has been up to date, you know, quite a manual process. And we also have developed 4 different operational dashboards in ScriptScan account management, which would be more for folks handling contracts with pharma companies. We have a sales dashboard, which would be mostly for specialty pharmacies that have sales representatives. We have an operations dashboard for the CFO and that suite of business within the specialty pharmacy, and an executive management dashboard, which is a compilation of all the KPIs, the key performance indicators that we utilize. And we can trend things by performance, by pharmacy, by drug, by provider, by manufacturer, by payer, and more. So you can see your business in almost near real time. You know, it would be from the day before we access the data and we process the data daily for the specialty pharmacies. And, you know, the prescription detail includes script volume, revenue, gross margin. You have export capability to PowerPoint and Excel, which is very important. ScriptScan Pro, our pro version, utilizes advanced analytics to streamline post-pay adjudication. And it has 40 plus rules-based algorithms or scans designed to identify script level reimbursement errors and compliance oversight. So it has a customized workflow queue that tracks, it allows you to assign and resolve script level issues. So you can take this workflow and you can actually assign it out to somebody to work those scripts daily and see if they can resolve, you know, the error in the script. There's also detailed reasons and resolutions providing recommended courses of action for each scan. And your pharmacy's claims data, it's when you need it, the way you need it. So, you know, it makes it very simple for someone to work those claims. And that's another area we found that is somewhat difficult, to isolate the claims that need to be worked and then to basically assign them out to folks in the pharmacy to work them.
So as you were, you know, describing that, I'm thinking the reason why you have these, you know, four distinct operational dashboards is so that you said you can, you know, seeing your business in real time. I'm assuming because, you know, people are looking at it with a different lens, right? You have different perspectives if you're operations versus the executive leadership versus the sales team. But am I right? Like, why did you develop these four key distinct dashboards?
Yeah, you're right on with your assessment there. We really developed them because it gives the organization, the specialty pharmacy organization, the power to turn on and turn off, you know, bits and pieces of these dashboards as they see fit. So they might not want, for example, their sales team to see down to the gross margin level of a prescription. They can turn that off. They control that. And these dashboards are SaaS-based dashboards. So once the data is loaded, it's entirely up to the specialty pharmacy to control who has access to what dashboards and what information. So, you know, you no longer have to email spreadsheets to individuals risking a breach, for example. And also the data is down to, if you're in the sales dashboard, you can look at data down to the territory level with any specialty pharmacy that has a sales team, which would include their physicians in their own dashboard. And that can also include sales goals and other KPIs. The operation dashboard would look, for example, at KPIs that would be important for CFOs and COOs. The account management dashboard handles KPIs for manufacturing data and contracting. And they're all sortable, you know, so the data becomes sortable. You can sort high to low, and you can get a lot of information customized through these dashboards. The executive management dashboard is very, very robust, and it contains all of the dashboards rolled into one. So if you're a senior level manager at the specialty pharmacy, and let's say you travel a lot, you would just log into the portal and you could see your business, you know, no matter where you are. And it's really convenient, because outside of that, you'd have to have report sentient, you know, all the time to know what's going on.
So really, ideally, what you're describing to me is the customer can then, or the client can customize their experience with the platform, right? Slice and dice the data they want and provide the information to their teams in the manner they want to.
Yes, that's the goal.
So is this expensive, Gary? Like how is ScriptScan Pro priced?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and it's interesting because we've had lots and lots of demos and you know, we've been on with many different types of specialty pharmacies, big and small, and everybody's afraid to kind of ask that question. So the short answer is no, it's not expensive. What we wanted to do was to price ScriptScan Pro to be very competitive and also affordable because, you know, we're very sensitive to the declining reimbursement trends in pharmacy today. We know that reimbursement trends aren't getting higher, they're getting lower. And our platform is pharmacy agnostic, meaning, you know, we can process the pharmacy prescriptions from any pharmacy, whether it be retail, specialty, chain, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't rely on the pharmacy management software system that's being used. Pricing is based on the average number of prescriptions processed per month, and it's subscription based. So there's no long-term contract needed. And in fact, you know, if ScriptScan Pro is not doing what you want, you're not held into a long-term contract.
Well, that's awesome because I think you probably agree, right? We are at the tipping point with expecting, you know, pharmacies, both retail and specialty, to continue to try to do, you know, more with less.
Exactly.
So let's talk about reimbursement because, you know, as you said, and I totally agree, that is definitely one of the major pressures, you know, faced by our NASP members and across the pharmacy channel. How are potential reimbursement errors determined using ScriptScan Pro?
It's another great question, and we get asked this a lot. I'm not the technical person at HDS, but I'll answer it in a way that I think people will understand it. We ingest these daily files that we put together, our IT folks have put together, and those daily files are provided by the SPs. And then we bounce those files in pharmacy claims, and it's only pharmacy, not medical claims, against 40 plus proprietary algorithms or scans to look for errors in reimbursement within their processed prescriptions. And what happens is we find that there are three common areas that we see that prescriptions are processed with error. One is at a loss, where they're processed at a loss or negative margin, which most pharmacies analyze negative margin or isolate negative margin scripts, but they have to go to great lengths to do it and then also work them. Our system finds them easily, and then you can assign them out for people to actually work them and check them. And our system maintains all of the documents necessary to check the rates to make sure that they are correct and you are in a negative margin situation. The next type of prescriptions that we see are prescriptions that were under reimbursed. So you got paid and you were in the black, you were positive in your margin, but you were under reimbursed mainly because it was billed incorrectly. Mm-hmm. So you may have underbilled it and you could have had a little bit higher reimbursement had you billed it correctly. And the third type, you know, of prescription, you know, is one that's over reimbursed. And a lot of pharmacies don't really account for those type of prescriptions that are over reimbursed, but you actually should, and you should set those aside, you know, so that you don't accrue those as revenue, because if they get clawed back, you know, you're going to have to pay that back. So our system is really kind of nice from that perspective. It helps you to manage your overall revenue better than perhaps what you're doing today.
Does that happen a lot where they're over reimbursed?
It happens. Yeah. We've asked that question a number of times, and more often than not, you know, we're getting the answers. Yes, that does happen. It's not as, you know, prevalent as negative margin, not as prevalent as maybe being positive, you know, positive margin, but still under reimbursed. But it does happen. And, you know, when it does happen, it surprises the pharmacy because they're wondering why they have to pay back money.
Sure. And it's just so complex, right? From what I hear, you know, just trying to reconcile the, you know, the way the claim was adjudicated and what was paid and what was taken back and what they owe, it's really, really cumbersome.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what motivates and drives you to get specialty pharmacies to embrace and engage with this new technology?
You know, it's interesting. Specialty pharmacies today, it's very difficult because a lot of these folks, they, you know, I'm friends with a lot of specialty pharmacies and, you know, they're operating in declining margins and, you know, their businesses aren't growing like they did back 6, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, their specialty drugs field where the pharmacy loses money or has a negative margin, gross margin on the prescription, which basically means that the acquisition cost is higher than the adjudicated prescription amount or reimbursement. So, you know, if our product can help be an early warning detection system and help pharmacies know where they are profitable and where they're not profitable each day, and perhaps where and when to pivot, you know, to better disease states for them, and where the reimbursement is potentially better, then our platform would be most useful as an addition to any analytics that the pharmacy's currently using. And that's the other area that's important. You know, we're not there to replace anything that the pharmacy's doing analytically. We're there to augment what they're doing and make it more automated instead of manual. And that's where I think ScriptScan Pro really shines. You have an automated process that once it gets set up and once it's rolling, you know, it's SaaS-based and the pharmacy can kind of manage their data better.
Right. And even the fact that we need, you know, there's a need for an analytics platform, you know, like yours, I think it's kind of a call to action, right? For yeah. our elected officials, pharmacies shouldn't have to pick and choose what patients they can afford to take care of, right? That just should...
That's true.
Yeah. And I mean, you're helping, you know, these folks to stay in business because that's what they want to do, right? They're there to take care of their patients. A lot of these patients they've been, you know, they've established relationships with, but you can't expect people to continue to operate a business at a loss.
Yeah, that you said that so well, so well. My grandfather, he was a pharmacist, and I remember, you know, that he just he loved being a pharmacist. I mean, and you know, it's a shame because it's such a great profession. Pharmacists don't do so much for patients, you know, and it's, we need every pharmacy that's out there. We need them. And we need the choice, you know, when we get ill and we have to go get our prescriptions, we want to be able to go where we want to go.
Right. And, you know, they're medication experts, right? This is what pharmacists do. This is what we do. And so you're right. And I think forever they've probably like your grandfather, right? They just put their heads down and they take care of patients, right? And all of the rest of it, it's kind of like noise on the periphery. But now it's risen to such a level where, you know, they're being forced to close their doors and we just can't stand by and let it happen.
Yes. And that's very, very true. And I think, you know, that's what needs to change, you know, and, you know, nobody should have to operate a business or try to operate a business when they're not able to, you know, to make a profit. It's very difficult. You don't stay in business long. It's like, you know, it's like having, it just is very, very difficult and painful.
So Gary, what do specialty pharmacies, those who are listening, what do they need to do to schedule a free demo of ScriptScan Pro and see how it can work for them?
Yeah, another great question. I mean, it's one of the reasons why, you know, why we're back with NASP and I'm back with NASP. And I used to on the Government Affairs Committee, you know, when I was in the specialty pharmacy space, but now I'm back, you know, more on the technology committee side. But you can contact through the NAS marketplace. You can look up HDS. We're on there, Health Plan Data Solutions, and you can get a free demo by just going on the NAS marketplace and filling out the contact form that's associated there with it. You can also go to www.hds-rx.com. And on our website, if you go under the tab of marketed solution, select script scan, and then schedule a demo, that information all comes directly to me. And then I'll reach out to you and I'll schedule a meeting and a demo with you.
Awesome. And for those who are interested in checking out the NASP Marketplace, you can find that on our website, which is www.nasp.net.org. And it is under the Tools and Resources tab. Well, Gary, thank you so much for chatting with me and sharing this valuable information.
Thank you, Sheila. It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure getting a chance to talk to you, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And as a reminder, NASP corporate members are invited to be my guest on one complimentary podcast per year. For more information about this or other NASP membership benefits and events, please feel free to reach out to membership@naspnet.org, or again, visit our website, www.naspnet.org. Until next time, have a great day.